Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us live this morning, Attorney Steve Boyd, as we continue to talk about the diocese bankruptcy process, the settlement toward abuse victims, and where everything goes from here. Today, there is a deadline for the diocese to submit that $150 million bankruptcy proposal to the court. Steve, thanks for being with us this morning. What exactly is that deadline for? And with everything that we've been talking about, these church closures, maybe going through, maybe not, is this a deadline that, in your mind, can be met?
Well, the deadline will be met. A bankruptcy plan will be filed today in the Western District of New York. The plan is a joint plan. It's going to be filed by the diocese and by the creditors committee, which is the committee of abuse survivors that represent all of the nearly 900 survivors in this case. So a plan is definitely going to be filed today.
But, okay, it will include the settlement money, the diocese portion. It'll include the insurance money. But do we know, we do know that $80 million was being sought from parishes. Do we know if that money came through? Or will we after this court appearance?
Well, from our position, we've reached an agreement with the Catholic entities for $150 million. And we don't really take any position on where they go get the money, whether they get it from the parishes or schools or borrow it or whatever they do. It's our expectation that they made a deal in good faith, and we fully believe they'll be able to fulfill that deal.
So this is filed in court today. Then what happens? How close are abuse victims to seeing a settlement payment?
Well, it's tough to answer that with any specificity because of the potential for this process to play out. What I will say is that this is the first day of the final chapter. This is the day that Judge Buckeye set a deadline originally for September 1st and then extended because more money was achieved with the insurance for October 1st. This is the process of where there will be a disclosure hearing, in which case the plan will be reviewed in court by all of the parties and by the judge. And the judge will make a determination whether that plan can go out for a vote. And then a voting process could take anywhere from, in Rochester, the voting process I think took 3 or 4 months. It could be shorter. It could be slightly longer. And then if the vote is approved, then it goes to a confirmation hearing. The confirmation hearing would be the end of the bankruptcy. And then the time when the cases themselves will go into evaluation and people will be granted a specific amount of money for each individual case.
I know Rochester and Syracuse were ahead of Buffalo. Where are they right now with respect to their bankruptcies?
The Rochester plan was approved in early September, and the time for any appeals has passed. The Syracuse order finalizing that plan was signed last week. They're still in a 10-day window where any party could file an appeal, but we don't expect there to be any appeals. So those dioceses, Rochester will be now, and Syracuse in a few weeks, will be in the process of having a court evaluator evaluate the cases and determine how much each individual gets out of those diocesan settlements.
You know, there's been so much drama around this in the diocese. We have the bishop taking a trip at some point over the next few weeks here to the Vatican to discuss some of these parish closures and mergers that are going on. Some of them have been reversed. A lot of the money has been upheld by some of the parishes who don't want to pay into the settlement. Are you right now operating on the outside of all that? You know, in other words, it doesn't really matter to you what drama goes on. Is it your understanding that, hey, this is the payment? It has to be made. It will be made. And it's not my job to worry about how it gets there.
Well, that's a harsh way of saying it, Brian, but it is kind of true. We are not taking any position on what parishes should stay open or close. That's not what our clients are about. Most of our clients still go to church. So it was never the goal of the majority of our clients to do anything to the detriment of any parishioners or any particular parish. But as you pointed out, like we've made a deal, and the deal is $150 million from the Catholic entities, which is a small slice of what these cases would go for if they were brought before state Supreme Court juries. And that's the deal.
Okay, $150 million, but with the insurance payouts, it's $272 million, right?
So far, yes.
So I was going to say, could that...
There are other insurance companies that have not settled yet, and mediation with those insurance companies is ongoing.
Okay, I was wondering if that amount will increase. Probably likely, right?
Well, I'm an altar boy, so I say knock wood. I think so. I think it will, but again... none of these things happen until they're done, but it's our expectation that the amount is going to increase.
Before we let you go, is there any word that you're aware of another look-back window being opened?
I've heard talk of that in the legislature. I haven't heard any real momentum. There have been states that have completely lifted the statute of limitations in those cases. Now, after the bankruptcy process, anything that happened before the filing of the bankruptcy, the diocese and its entities would be protected from those lawsuits in the future. But if another window were open, or if the statute of limitations were completely lifted, other entities, other non-Catholic entities that have not been in bankruptcy would be exposed. But I don't see that happening yet. And I would think if it does happen, it's going to be a long time from now.
Steve, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
It's attorney Steve Boyd joining us on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.